Blog Talk Radio.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sends on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with us.
What a classic hymn for a classic Saturday. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. Today is Saturday, August the 5th, 2023. Can you imagine? We're already in August. Next week, next Sunday, the Sunday following tomorrow, August 6th, we're having baptisms, and we're having church picnic, and we're having a swell time. Well, I want to thank you for joining me on this bonus broadcast of Manna from Heaven. I didn't want to leave you on a down note because we've been talking about the tragedies that are unfolding before our very eyes. And after listening to those five broadcasts that I just did, you're probably saying, oh, it's all over. We're done for. It's the church is finished. But oh no, the church is never finished as long as the church belongs to the Lord. And she does. The church doesn't belong to the Lord because we tell him we belong to him. The church belongs to the Lord because we were purchased, not with corruptible things as silver and gold, but we were purchased, redeemed, bought back. Precious blood of the Lamb of God. We are his. You've been bought. I've been bought. We were slave to sins. Slave to sin, excuse me. But Jesus purchased us. And now we are servants of righteousness. Well, how does God turn tragedies into triumphs? How does God reverse the mess that his people make of the church? You know, when you read Judges chapter 2, verses 7 through 11, it's God's people. After the death of Joshua and after the death of that faithful generation, it's the people of God that turned the church into a mess. How does God reverse that? How does God bring us back to where he wants us to be? Well, we're going to learn today that he does so by choosing a child. Choosing a child. Sister Linda Hart was supposed to teach a new series starting Monday, this coming Monday. But we had to push it back because the books needed for the teaching series are not here yet. They should have been here, but they're not. So we're going to push it back. But that said, when Sister Linda Hart starts to teach, you're going to see that the focus of the teaching series is how do parents properly train up their child in the ways of the Lord. The duties of parents to raise up godly children. That's the duty. So today we're going to see that God picks a child. God is very fond of Sunday school. I got to tell you, he is very, very fond of Sunday school. God is very fond of us learning. This is why New Testament believers are called disciples. They're called disciples. God would always have us to learn something, a few things, each and every day as we walk with him. Well, we're going to learn today that the way God reverses the tragedies and turns tragedies into triumphs is by going after a child. He elects, E-L-E-C-T, election. He elects a child. And boy, that rubs us the wrong way. Those of us who are adults, it just hurts our pride when God chooses a child to embarrass us. You know, when adults act like children, and that's what you have in Judges chapter 2, when adults act like children, God picks a child who will act like an adult. The adult in the room in this story is little Samuel. God saves Israel by tapping little Samuel for ministry. Let me read the first text, 1 Samuel chapter 3. Now, there's no outline for this, but we're just going to read. I didn't foresee when I did the outline, I didn't foresee the Lord stirring me up to do a 2 bonus broadcast. But here's the solution. This is God's solution. And this is why and this is why God is so amazing. The Bible says that God, in fact, before we even go to 1 Samuel chapter 3. Let me just read a scripture to you from 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 27. But God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of this world to confound the mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen, yea, things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. God has chosen what? The foolish things. What's the foolish thing? A little child. What does a child know? What degrees, what seminary degrees does a child have? None. But that's what God does. He chooses the foolish things. The things that the world looks at and says, oh, that child, what can he offer us? He's not even out of pre-K. What could he offer us? Oh, in the hands of God. When the adults act like children, God picks a child who will act like an adult. And that's how he starts to turn the thing around. So it says in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1, and the child Samuel, and that I wanted you to see the word child, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before or under the supervision of Eli. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and we praise your name and we honor you today, Lord. Oh, how we yearn to come back to you, O God, the God of all wisdom, knowledge, the God who shocks us by his means in which he chooses to save. Oh, God, we thank you for this third chapter of 1 Samuel. What a lesson. What a lesson. You are choosing children to turn things around. Yes, little children. Samuel was a little tyke, and yet he did his ministry, his limited ministry, whatever Eli was training him to do, the little functions in the tabernacle, in the congregation of meeting, in the congregation of the people. He was doing little things. He was ministering before the Lord under Eli's tutelage. And he's the one you picked. You reject Eli. You reject Eli's two wicked sons. And you pick Samuel to turn things around. Bless us, O God, we pray. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen. My brothers and sisters, God turns things around when he chooses a vessel, a person, a somebody. In this case, the somebody is a little boy. A little boy. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 21.
Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli.
The old King James says child. The new King James says boy. Not a teenager, not a man, boy. Child or boy?
Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. And it came to pass at that time, while Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eyes had begun to grow so dim that he could not see, And before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord where the ark of God was, and while Samuel was lying down, that the Lord called Samuel. And he answered,
Here I am.
So he ran to Eli.
Here I am, for you called me.
I did not call. Lie down again.
And he went and lay down. Then the Lord called yet again,
Samuel.
So Samuel arose and went to Eli.
Here I am, for you called me.
I did not call, my son. Lie down again.
Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. So he arose and went to Eli.
Here I am, for you did call me.
Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy.
Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you must say, Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.
So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood and called as at other times.
Samuel, Samuel.
Speak, for your servant hears.
Behold, I will do something in Israel at which both ears of everyone who hears it will tingle. In that day, I will perform against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house from beginning to end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knows, because his sons made themselves vile, and he did not restrain them. And therefore I have sworn to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be atoned for by sacrifice or offering forever.
So Samuel lay down until morning and opened the doors of the house of the Lord. And Samuel was afraid to tell Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel.
Samuel, my son.
Here I am.
What is the word that the Lord spoke to you? Please do not hide it from me. God do so to you and more also. If you hide anything from me of all the things that he said to you.
And Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him.
It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him.
So Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel had been established as a prophet of the Lord. Then the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord.
So here we have it. We start out in Judges chapter 2, which is the beginning of the book of Judges. And by the time we get to 1 Samuel chapter 3, the period of the judges is ending. Eli is the next to last judge of the book of Judges. He's the next to last. The last judge of the book of Judges is this boy, Samuel. It's Samuel. So when Samuel shows up, when Samuel is born, when Samuel is dedicated and is given over to service in the house of the Lord by his mother Hannah, who had prayed for him, God elected him, chose him to be a preacher, a prophet, an inspired preacher, inspired God the Holy Spirit. So what do we learn? Well, listen, bad periods in the church will not last forever. And why is that? Because God will bring those bad periods to an end. God will see to it that those bad periods under men like Eli and his two sons, Eli for being permissive and his two sons for being wicked. A permissive high priest and two vile, foul, odious, repugnant priests, Hophni and Phinehas. God was going to judge Eli's house. That would technically close the period of the judges, with the last judge standing, which would be Samuel. God turned things around by calling, and not just calling, but also grooming. Calling and grooming. And this is why Sunday school is so important. This is why we're going to devote so much energy. So we're going to devote so much energy and expertise in rearing up unto the Lord a new generation of children from whom he can begin to call for this office and for that office, so that God can begin to turn the tide. The children must be brought to the house of the Lord, and while they are there, God will speak to them. God chose to turn things around with a little boy, a child. He didn't even realize that it was God who was calling him. So inexperienced, knew hardly nothing of God. And yet, God personally chose him and personally revealed himself to Samuel. And the rest was history. Because what always tips the balance of power? God on our side. So when we look at the tragedies unfolding before our very eyes, one church closing down here and another church closing down over there, and you just see wickedness in the church, wickedness among the adults acting like children, God will begin to pick children, and he will turn those children into mighty adults. He did it with Samuel, and he will do it in this day and age. My brothers and sisters, we are in the period of the judges. Judges, we are repeating judges. The book of Judges showcases the church as one big mess. And if you read the book of Judges from beginning to end, listen, it's the church. It's the church shooting itself in the foot. It's the church choosing mud over holiness. It's the church. And God will bring this mess to an end when he raises up a new and holy generation. A generation of spiritual Nazarites dedicated to God forever. That's what I am. I'm a spiritual Nazarite. My grandmother, as I was a little boy, I was born premature. Didn't give me much chance to live. My heart was deformed. My heart was not functioning. The doctors told my mother and father that I would not live very long. My grandmother raced to church with me in her arms, and she laid me before the Lord, and she said, Lord, I dedicate him to you all the days of his life. And here I am, serving God till my last breath. I will serve the Lord till my last breath. And that's how God does it. Little babes, little children. You know, think about Moses. Moses and that little ark of bulrush put on the Nile. The Nile was crocodile infested. Can you imagine crocodiles seeing a basket weaving and bobbing in the water? That's like saying, here, come and get me. And God navigated that basket right to where Pharaoh's daughter was bathing. That's God. God, again, choosing a babe. Electing a babe to save a people. So how is God going to reverse the mess that we're in? I believe by raising up a mighty Sunday school filled with children. I am asking the Lord for 250 children. That's what I'm believing God for, 250. And by the way, that is a drop in the bucket. 250 kids, that's nothing to the Lord. That's, as they say, peanuts to the Lord. A mere bag of shells to the Lord. God can do it. God will do it. In Jesus' name we pray. I'll be back tomorrow to give you the second thing that God will do to turn around this mess that the church finds herself in. The second thing. First, he will choose a child. What will God do tomorrow? Tune in and find out what the word of the Lord reveals. God bless you, saints.
The everlasting.